All right, I'm speaking with Steve McNinch, who is CEO of Western Plains Energy in Kansas. And where in Kansas is that, Steve?
Up in the northwest corner next to Oakland, Kansas.
Okay.
Right off I-70.
And Steve is on the board of Growth Energy. And this week, Growth Energy held a conference, an executive conference in Phoenix. And Steve, why don't you just first tell me what the purpose of this conference was?
You're absolutely correct. It was our first annual leadership conference where we had an opportunity to bring our membership together, sit down, have a very open and honest conversation about where we are in the policymaking arena today, what our goals are moving forward, and how we envision the pathway to get there.
Now, the conference included a series of roundtable discussions on different topics. Tell me about some of those topics that were discussed there.
We had a whole host of roundtables. Topics ranged anywhere from the current E10 blend wall, VTEC, the tariff, also the issues moving forward, how do we address them, how do we get better inclusion, the issues we have going on with the current lawsuit in California over the low carbon fuel standard, and how RFS2 rules tend to look like they're going to play out and impact our industry.
And I understand that the fourth and final roundtable was on the future market outlook for grain, ethanol, and dried distiller grains, or DDGS. And that included former USDA Undersecretary Tom Doerr, who is president and CEO of the U.S. Grains Council. And he talked a lot about the role that international trade plays in the ethanol industry. Give me your feedback and reaction to that presentation.
What we really hope resonated home with the industry is a lot of times we find in our industry we get a little caught up in our own little sphere of influence and we lose track of the broader picture globally and the need to keep expanding our horizons from our, you know, not even in our own local or state or national market, but the importance globally that we're having, especially in DDGS markets as far as feed supply for livestock. What hurdles are out there? Where do we need to go? You know, we hear a lot in the news here recently about the need for the free trade agreement with Colombia. I don't think the industry as a whole understood, you know, that's another new market area for DDGS if that FTA can get approved. It's an absolutely vital resource for us to have. You know, the local markets in most of the country are saturated to the point we've got to be able to export this product out there. You've got GMO issues with Turkey. How do we get through these free trade obstacles? And it's going to take partnerships with people like U.S. Grains Council to get us there.
So what would you say are the main priorities that came out of this executive conference for Growth Energy going forward?
Two primary things on our plate right now, obviously, is the joint lawsuit that we filed in California with RFA, battling that fight to make sure that California really takes a step back, looks at what they're doing, make sure they make the right decisions. We've got VTEC and the Brazilian tariff issue that will come up at the end of the year. Both of those expire at the end of the year. And kind of try to lay everything out for our membership, you know, make sure everybody understands these are not easy issues to get through. And, oh, by the way, looking at Washington and explaining what's going on in Washington, until healthcare debate gets out of the way, you're not really going to see much move of anything.
How do you feel personally, and how do you think the mood of the industry is at this point, especially compared to a year ago when things weren't looking so well?
Yeah, I believe it's really a mixed tone. Obviously, signals we've gotten from EPA in regards to potentially raising the blend wall. We just exited a period where it was profitable for the majority of the industry, but we have our challenges. I think the last 18 months to 2 years has taught the industry you never take anything for granted. You got to continue to fight to do what's right.
Well, thank you very much. That's Steve McNinch, who is CEO of Western Plains Energy in Kansas. I'm Cindy Zimmerman reporting.